CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Yes, well, thanks anyhow, Myra. I didn't wake you, did I? Oh, good. Well, I'm just desperate to get people to help on my committee, and I spent all last evening phoning, and everyone is busy working on other things. I just... Yes. Well, all right, Myra. Thanks anyway. I know you would. Yeah, thanks anyway. Goodbye. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. I really don't. I just don't.
If I were you, I would sit down and eat some breakfast. You shouldn't be calling people this early anyhow.
I'm just calling people I know. Get up early. I'm just desperate. Bizarre Saturday. I can't find anyone to help. Not anyone. I just...
Well, one of these days, you'd better learn to say no when you're asked to be chairman of a committee.
I had no idea it was so involved. Mrs. Houston asked me. She just said, would I have charge of the children's makeup booth? Just thought it meant rounding up some people to put makeup on for a play or
something. Yeah, I know. But if you had asked...
Well, what would I have asked about? I told you that's all I thought it was, dear. I had no idea it meant making little inexpensive headdresses for children. And 300 of them! Can I call Mrs. Houston last night and...
Because I still don't understand what kind of headdresses you're supposed to make.
Well, I don't either, exactly.
Well, you better get in touch with the woman who had charge of this committee last year.
Well, I've been trying to. I can't. She's moved out of town.
Since we didn't even get to the Spring Bazaar last year, you'd better find out who was there, or even better, who worked on that committee, and find out what they did.
I know. But so far, I can't track down anybody who knows or remembers anything about that particular booth. Oh, honestly, you'll say someday maybe I'll learn to say no when I'm asked to be chairman of things. Well, Mrs. Tenney is coming to clean today, so I'll leave Bobby home. I'll drop over and see Eleanor. Maybe she can help. And don't you make any plans for the night. I'm sure I'm going to need you to help make these things, too. We'll have to get started if we're going to...
Well, look, I'm not exactly handy with needle and thread, so you'd better find some of your girlfriends to help you.
Well, I hope I can. Honestly, no matter how I try to organize my life, I always, always seem to be doing something frantically at the last minute.
Well, my goodness, sit down and catch your breath and have a cup of coffee.
Well,
you sound absolutely desperate.
I am desperate, Eleanor. I really am. When Mrs. Houston called me 2 months ago and asked me to be chairman of the children's makeup booth at the Spring Bazaar, I had no idea what it involved. I thought it just meant getting some people to help put makeup on the children who were probably doing a play or putting on some entertainment of some kind at the bazaar, you know.
Oh, no. So, didn't you go to the bazaar last year?
No. Betsy had chicken pox.
Well, I didn't have anything to do with that committee. I was working in the White Elephant booth right next to it.
Oh.
And it seems to me Mrs. Webb had charge of it.
Yes, I know, but she's moved out of town, so I can't call her and find out what she did.
I know that Mrs. Webb and her committee made some darling headdresses.
Yeah, I know. I found that out by accident. Last night, which is why I am so frantic. I don't know what kind of headdresses. What are they?
Well, as I recall, there were some white veils with flowers for the little girls. They were brides.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think there were Indian and pirate headdresses for the boys.
Yes, I know. But how do you make them? Out of what?
Any way you want to, I guess. I really don't know much about it. It seems to me the makeup booth charged 25 cents.
That's right. You put rouge and lipstick on the children, which they love, of course, and the boys get black mustaches and all that.
Yes,
you know,
and it seems to me the boys who picked Indian headdresses had sort of war paint makeup.
Yeah, I guess they do. I'm not worried about the makeup. It's the headdresses, Eleanor. Apparently, these were very popular with the children at this booth, and I'm supposed to be prepared with 300 assorted headdresses. I don't know what they looked like or how they were made or what they were made out of.
Well, there must have been some left over from last year. I know there were things from our booth, and they were all stored out in Gregson's barn. I'd like to help you, but I'm busy with the country store booth this year. So I suggest the first thing you do is to drive out to Gregson's barn and see what's there.
All right, Eleanor. Who is Mr. Gregson and where is his barn?
¶¶
All right. Now, just calm down.
Calm down? I am just wild. I really do not know what to do.
Well, darling, just wringing your hands and saying you don't know what to do isn't going to solve anything. Now, let's have dinner, then we'll sit down and quietly appraise the situation.
Dinner? I haven't even thought for dinner. Betsy, stay out of things now, will you?
I'm just looking at them.
What is all this stuff?
Things were left over from the makeup booth from last year. Eleanor suggested there might be something stored, she said, in a Gregson's barn. So I drove out there, and this Mrs. Gregson said, yes, there probably was a box. So we prowled around in the attic of the barn and found this.
Look, Daddy, lots of rouge and lipstick and white stuff to make clown faces.
And these are the headdresses. I mean, what was left over from last year. So at least I have an idea of what they were like.
Yeah, well, it's more than we knew this morning.
Yes, but look at them. You can't buy them. These things have to be made, dear. And 300 of them. The bazaar is Saturday. I've been on the phone all afternoon trying to get somebody to help. They're all busy by this time on some other committee, the bookstore or the country store booth or the food committee or the game committee.
Well, what did we say the other day about our always putting things off until the last minute?
I didn't know it was this involved. Nobody said anything to me about making headdresses. Nobody.
I'll help you, Mommy. I can make these Indian headdresses. I think it'd be fun.
Fun? 60 of them, and that's just a part of what has to be done.
All right, now, wait a minute. They don't look too complicated. I don't see why Betsy can't help with these. I mean, it's just a painted headband with a feather stapled on. How's it passing on the head, though?
Well, apparently, they just cut strips of white cardboard and cut notches at each end, put it around the child's head, and hook it with a rubber band. Here, Betsy. Here, come here. Come here, Mommy. Let me put it on your head. Turn around. There. See? You fasten this hook, this rubber band hook.
Oh,
you know, one notch on the other side.
Well, look, Harry, that's simple enough.
Mrs. Gregson said she thought Mrs. Webb bought Indian headdresses, the big kind with lots of feathers, at the dime store, you know.
Yeah.
And then she just cut the feathers off or took them off and stapled one on each one of these headbands.
I could get lots of my friends to help make these, Mommy. We could cut the cardboard and paint them with lots of different designs.
Sure, look, I'll tell you what. I'll set up some card tables in the basement. You get your friends over after school each day. I bet she can be chairman of the Indian headdress department. How about that?
Well, that's just part of it, dear. We have to have 60 pirate headdresses, too, you know, and 60
You got a sample of that?
Yes, I think there were two left over from last year when I saw you. Here, apparently it's just a triangle-shaped piece of red cambric that's tied under one ear.
And look, Daddy, it has a gold earring sewed on.
Well, it's not gold, dear. It's just a small brass curtain ring. But sewing on 60 of curtain rings certainly takes time. I mean, it was too... Here, see? Look, fix this one.
Oh,
see how it's sewed on?
Yeah. Well, okay. Look, the boy pays 25 cents to be made up as a pirate or an Indian.
Yeah, right,
now, what about the girls?
Well, they can be brides or sleeping beauties. I don't know what they made up to the brides. There aren't any samples of that, but the sleeping beauties...
Here, Mommy. This is a sleeping beauty.
Yes, I guess it is. That's a gold crown, you say. Cut out of stiff gold paper and fastened with a rubber band at the back, like so you fasten the Indian cardboard headband, you know. And then they apparently bought nylon bedding, a netting to hang down like a veil. See, like this.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of cute.
Well, Mrs. Gregson said she thought she remembered the bride wore just a little piece of, you know, white nylon tulle or netting like this, you know, fastened to a few artificial white flowers.
Oh, like yeah. I see.
Bride and just hook it over.
Well, now, look, you know, if you...
Bobby pins, I guess.
All right. If you staple stuff on, though, instead of sewing, it'll be easier.
Easier? How are we going to do it at all?
Betsy said she'd help. And she'd get her friends to help, too, and I will, too. So why you let yourself get involved in things like this is beyond me. But since you have, I guess if we all pitch in and work, well, this is Tuesday. The bazaar isn't until Saturday.
Tomorrow we have to go to school. It's project night for the parents. All the year's projects are on display. Thursday night, Betsy has a dress rehearsal for her dance recital. She has to be there by 6:45. Friday night is the pageant the Brownies and the Girl Scouts are putting on.
Never mind now. Instead of weeping and wailing, get dinner. Let's get through that and get started on this tonight.
Get started on it to buy things first. The red cambric and earrings for the pirates, the gold paper, the veiling, the flowers, the Indian feathers, which means that all day tomorrow I shall be down.
Now, wait a minute. Who pays for all that? I said, who pays for all...
I heard you. I don't know. I never thought of the money.
Oh, well, you better think of it. You know what it's like trying to get reimbursed for these things afterwards. Nobody knows anything about anything, especially if the bazaar goes in the hole. I seem to recall one year you got involved in something and we wound up being stuck for $30-some. Now, wait a minute. Who's treasurer of this thing?
Well, I don't know, dear. I don't know. I'll get on the phone and see if I can track him down.
Yeah, boy. Well, I brought down some more boxes from the attic.
I don't think Mommy's going to like us cutting all of them up. She saves them.
Well, look, we needed cardboard strips, and at least we're getting some Indian headdresses made up for her. Now, look, now watch it. You be careful with that paintbrush now.
How do you like this one, Daddy? I used red and blue and green and yellow, and I painted wibble-waggles and circles and crosses.
Hey, you certainly did. Hey, that's beautiful. You know what? Looks like a real Indian headband.
Mommy?
Oh. Yes? Why aren't you in bed?
No. I said she could stay up, and we are very busy, and you should be very grateful. I'll bet you are. Now, look, honey, look at all the Indian headbands she's painted. Isn't that wonderful?
Look, Mommy, aren't they beautiful?
Yes, lovely.
But, Petek, where have you been?
Doing what you insisted I do, trying to track down the treasure of the Spring Bazaar. It's Mr. Wollaston. Going to his house instead of phoning him.
Listen, I know from bitter experience on these things, it's better to get the money in advance and then return what you don't spend.
Well, I couldn't find the house. Then I ran out of gas. Then I had to walk to a gas station.
Oh, no.
Anyhow, I finally got to the Wollastons. Nobody was home, and I went to the neighbors. And it seems that Mrs. Wollaston is in the hospital having a baby, and he's there, too, so I came on home.
Hospital? What hospital?
I don't know. You certainly don't expect me to go to the waiting room of a maternity ward and ask an expectant father to advance me money for Indian feathers and pirate earrings, do you?
You mark my words. You mark my words. We're going to wind up being...
I'll figure out what we need and shop tomorrow. I stopped at Mrs. Houston's just now. She said there's an outlet store on Broad Street where you can get some real bargains. Now, please, dear, I am just so tired.
Now, wait a minute. May I ask you...
You think about it.
How you ever said yes to begin with when Mrs. Houston asked you to be chairman of this thing when you didn't even know what it involved?
She called one evening. I was watching a television show, and you know how mad people get when you say you don't want to talk, you're watching something. So I hastily said yes to get her off the phone.
Well, I just hope this teaches you a lesson, that's all.
It has already, I tell you that. With all the other things I have to do, and I think of the time and energy that will be spent for a week.
A week? We have 3 days. Now, look, get busy. We'll grab a paintbrush. Tonight, we're doing Indian headbands.
Yes.
Now, tomorrow, you buy the stuff we need, and we'll do the pirates.
Yes, Thursday, we can do brides, I guess.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Sarah Hartman speaking.